Yeah, I'd love to give you a recap of this game. I'm sorry I didn't give it to you because after watching it, it was such a great game. Coach Randall declared it freshman day for our boys. So we had Anthony Reeve and Dylan Larson and Christopher Babcock get a lot more playing time. And Sandpoint showed just an immense amount of sportsmanship. They were a great team player as part of the district. They went ahead and gave their bench a little more playing time. I wouldn't say they quite took it easy on them, but they challenged them just enough. So one of the big highlights of the game was Christopher Babcock. He is on the autistic spectrum. He finally made a basket this time, and the crowd was screaming, and he was jumping, and it's something that you had to see. But it was great, and Sandpoint was there giving them high fives and helping them, both teams, giving them advice. And our boys, our senior boys, were spent a lot more time on the bench, and they were there getting the boys water and telling them what to do. And the ending score was 40-44 in favor of King Cove. But I just have to say how proud I am of both the teams. Both boys displayed just their sportsmanship was amazing. And either way, whoever's going, we should be proud of our boys because they were great today.
All righty. Thank you very much for the recap, Amy. Well, I'll let you go and tend to your duties and talk with you soon.
Yes, thanks, guys.
Appreciate all the work you've done with us. Have a good day. Enjoy the sunshine.
Yes, you too.
Bye-bye. Amy Mack, live from King Cove, giving us a recap of the game on the mainland. King Cove T-Jacks took this one too, but in another close matchup. We had 44 to Sandpoint Eagles, 40. That is the outcome of the boys' game. The girls, King Cove Rookies, 33, Sandpoint Eagles, 31. Close on both counts. We'll get back to the chickens. It's Saturday, February 28th, almost noon. Here's Cab Calloway. Chicken ain't nothing but a bird.